W8FU. NHKPT mobile. KDD. WAFU. KTP Mobile. WAFU. What up, NHKPP? Oh, just trying to make it home. I got a 3 o'clock every Monday. And they always run upwards of 2 hours. Seeing as I get off at 3:30, I'm going to be at home when that thing ends so that I don't have to sit there and then drive home after. I got it. Very good. Yeah, it's been a long weekend, so trying to get rid of her house and spent Sunday on the water, so didn't have much time for radioing. So, although I did listen to them out there fishing the other night, that was pretty exciting. I actually enjoyed that, the little sturgeons, and I saw the videos and the pictures. That was kind of fun. That was a big fish.
Yeah, all the kids got their sturgeon, but Dad didn't. So, go figure.
Now, is that like a bass, like a sport fish? You catch them and then let them go? Is that the end goal? I've never really come across a sturgeon fisherman.
Well, all I know about sturgeon is certain breeds of sturgeon are where you get your caviar. That's about all I know. So other than that, you'd have to ask Captain Don. He'd be the one to tell you all about it. They certainly are ugly looking fish, aren't they?
Yeah, my first thought was mini shark. I go, ugh. So, yeah, you wouldn't want to go and be in the water and get tangled up in a fight with one of them.
I've heard stories of sturgeon 6, 8, 10 feet long, like up in Black Lake, Mullet Lake, and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know how true it is. I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, you can't ever tell the size of a fish from a picture, but probably 3-4 feet, I thought. At least that's the one that I saw. So that was pretty impressive. So other than that, I'll go to the radio world. Any more plans for up north, or is that still on the kitchen table?
Well, it's that time of year where everybody's camping and doing all that other stuff. So I've got a couple of jobs I need. You know, I need done down here, both work-wise and, you know, the other side of the coin, and then I got some work that I need done. So hopefully And I got to get some stuff together. I've got to get some hardware together and other various things. I'm not going to round up the forces if I'm not 110% ready. So that's the next phase. And my phone is ringing, so let me grab that. I'll be back. W8FU.
N8KPP.
Okay, speak of the devil, it was Jeff. He's in town, and I got him his Cisco and some other various stuff. He's northbound. He's northbound on 75, coming up to 696, and I'm southbound on Grosbeck, coming down to 696. So I'm going to try to coordinate with him over on 800, and so I can meet with him, because I'm really pressed for time. I got to get somewhere by 3 o'clock.
No problem. Worked out pretty good. I'm just pulling in the work driveway, so I got to go in there so they all don't stare at me going, oh, he's on that radio again. So, very good. Talk on you later, and have a good day.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go try to coordinate with them over there. Catch ya.
How do you keep your call on your hands?
W8FU.
November 8, Kilo Papa Papa, later. NHKPP.
K8RUH mobile. K8RUH. If anybody's monitoring and driving on 696, you may want to avoid 696 into Quinder. There's quite the car fire going on here and a lot of gawkers.
Bring the marshmallows.
N8KPP.
KWU, K4KWQ. Mr. Mikey, where are you? KK6J, this is KFE-PTI.
KF8BPI, KK6J.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, you're a little bit far out, I guess, so we'll wait till you get in closer.
This is KK6J. Go ahead, KF8BPI.
Doing pretty good on my end.
Okay, KF8BPI, KK6J, back to you. Give me some modulation, let me hear it. Seems pretty low. The antenna set up there a little bit later. Don't want to tie it up. So, but your mobile is getting through, but it's not holding it real quiet.
Yeah, same is true here. Not as good as. So this is from Kroger in here. So we tested a little bit north of here, and now we're looking back here. So it's right in the street.
I did it. Okay, for the radio check, we'll be talking to you here soon, and this is KK6J out on your final.
N8 KPP mobile.